Well, good morning, and welcome, everyone. This is Tiffany Lauderdale from Inglewood, California. Once again, welcome to Touch and Agree Tuesday. It has been a privilege and a pleasure to greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And at this time, I am getting ready to pass this call over to our host for the morning. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. Good morning, everyone. This is Mel Robin here in New Jersey, and praise God for Touch and Agree Tuesday. And we welcome you to the Master's Call. Our call is about our Master. And just as Minister Tiffany said, two people came together on October 25th, 2010, Drs. T.K. Roberts out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon out of Dallas, Texas. God gave them a vision. They touched and they agreed. They knew that it was the will of God. And because of that, the Lord said that it will be done here on earth. And this is the manifestation of that agreement. So we thank God for his faithfulness. We thank Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa for their faithfulness, for hearing the mandate and moving forward. Hallelujah. We also have a mission statement, and our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers which are us, as we begin our day. Every single day, you are being enriched, enhanced, and empowered. You are going forward in the anointing of God. You know whose you are and what you're supposed to do because your steps are ordered by him. We have a scripture that we also stand on, and our scripture, you can locate it in Psalms 88, and it is verse 13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." God told us in Matthew 6:33 to seek his kingdom, seek him, his way of doing things, and he said all these other things will be added unto us. Yes, we are touching and we are agreeing because we put him first. We cry out to him first and foremost in the morning, and we know that he hears our prayers. And because he hears us and because he is faithful and because he swore forth by himself on his word, it will be done in the name of Jesus. We also have an email address for you, TMC family, and our email address is the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. That is the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. Send us your prayer requests. We've heard a couple of them this morning, and we are in agreement with you that God is going to turn everything around on your behalf. Send us your praise reports. We want to shout and dance no matter where we are and thank God for what he's doing in your life. And if you would like to be a prayer intercessor and join our awesome team, you can even tell us that at the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. And I'll get back to you. Dr. Vanessa will be glad to have you as our team member. And we, each one of us, the mighty women of God, would love to have you join us because we love to pray for people. We love to see God work. We love to see God show off. We love to give him the glory. Glory, glory, glory is due to our King. We have a website address for you and our website where you can locate every single message from day one. It is the Master's Morning Call .wordpress.com. Again, it is the Master's Morning Call .wordpress.com. Many of us here, we are Artists International Distributors. We are about God's business, and we are about Artists' business. And Artists is a health and wellness company. And the Diaz de Leon family is the family that founded this business. And we teach people how to live right. And also, we have some awesome products that you would be able to find out more about if you're not an artist distributor. Go back to the person that invited you to this call and let them tell you about some of our products. And to our distributors, we have promotions going on right now. Don't forget to go to your back office. And not only that, we have an awesome campaign going on for one of our own. She is one of our ministers on this call. She is also an Artist International distributor, and her name is Evangelist Gwen Beatty. She's taking our product. She is believing God for divine health. We have touched and agreed on her behalf. She is victorious in Christ Jesus, and breast cancer has to bow to the name of Jesus. And that campaign, if you would like to sow into her life because she's using holistic products and our products, as I mentioned, please go to www.fillabottlesavealife.com. And at this time, I would like to bring one of our prayer intercessors to the line. They are going to open us up in prayer so we can hear the word of God. Mighty woman of God, are you ready?
Yes, I am, sister. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Benita. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Let us go to the throne in prayer. Father God, thank you for this day that you have made, that we will touch and agree on, Father. We just want to thank you for waking us up, and thank you for allowing us to breathe, and thank you to have a call to tune into so that we can get fed. Father, we want to just stand on Jeremiah 29 and 11, knowing that you only have the very best for us, Father. And we want to make sure we cover the Artists International, Father, that you keep us all in prayer, Father, that there will be nothing but forward movement in Artists International. Father, we also want to cover the founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, continue to feed into them so that they can feed into us, Father. We want to now just tell Satan, there is no place for you on this line. So we stamp on any interference, and we want to have a clear mind, a clear heart, and a clear spirit so that we can hear the message and the messenger, Father. And we cover this prayer in your son's blood, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Benita. Family members, we have one of our very own on the line, Minister Tammy. She resides in Columbia, South Carolina. She is the mother of three beautiful daughters. She loves to encourage people in the Word of God. I love her dearly. I am so proud of her. She is a devoted servant of the Lord, and she loves to teach the Word of God. So at this time, victorious woman of God, Minister Tammy, are you there?
Minister Robin, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, precious.
God bless you. Good morning. Good morning to everyone on the Master's Call. Thank God for Minister Robin this morning. I thank you for being my mentor that God has sent to me. I want to thank Evangelist Tiffany for greeting the people of God this morning on the Master's Call. We want to say good morning to each and every one of you and to Minister Benita, my sister in Christ. Thank God for you for that strategic prayer this morning. We thank God for each and every one of you. I can hear some feedback in the background. I'm not sure, Dr. Vanessa. But I just want to say good morning to each and every one of the Master's Call family and just let you know that I'm so blessed and so thankful to God to be able to stand before you. And to our founders of the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, the shepherd of this body, this teleconference, this worship center that we have here, we just thank God for you. I'm so thankful that you trust me and believe in me and allow the Lord to stretch me through the Master's Call. And to my Father, my Heavenly Father this morning, my Father God in heaven, I come before you in Jesus' name, just thanking you for the opportunity to give your word to your people, Father. Thank you for trusting me and for choosing me on this day. Now, Father, you showed yourself increase in me, Father God, and let me decrease, Lord God, so that the people will receive the word and the blessing that you have for them on this day. Father, I thank you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. And Master's Call family, this morning, we are going through the series that God has given me, and as Minister Tiffany has said, this is Touch and Agree Tuesday, and we just touch and agree that all is well, that Jesus has prepared us for this trip and our transformation. He's given us everything that we need, and even when you don't have a person there to agree with you, you have the Holy Spirit who will teach you and lead and guide you in all things. And the Lord has been teaching me through the book of Ruth And I've been studying that book for some time, and he's given me this series, which we have been talking about, and he's been teaching me about, and I've been teaching you about coming forward onto the Master's Call. And that series began with the title, Come Get Your Blessing, Your Setback is Just a Setup. And we added to that title, You Have Time, or I Still Have Time. And finally, the last message that we gave to you was Reaping a Harvest. And last week, God came to me and gave me some understanding, some clarity about that complex title. And I thank God for Dr. Vanessa being the mother ego that she is. As God works through her, certainly he allows you to learn from people, and he will give you the complex things, but he makes it simple. And he makes it simple. So he uses the book of Ruth because we have many principles, many key principles are found in this book of Ruth. I use a lot the study Bible, the NAS, to learn many of these things, and that's my main study, but he's given me other translations as well. And one of the things that they have taught us about in the NAS Bible is about faithfulness in the book of Ruth. There's faithfulness that we learn about through Naomi and Ruth's trial and their triumph and their victories that they received during this journey. We also learn about kindness, how we have to be kind to one another as we're going through, and how Ruth showed kindness, and Boaz in turn showed kindness to her because God touched his heart. We also learn about integrity. Amen. Integrity is something that Ruth showed. She showed high moral character. Being in a foreign land, she hearkened herself to their customs. She did what needed to be done in this foreign land so that she was able to be a blessing, amen, through blessing Naomi. We also learn about protection. God has protection for his people. When you're on point on the provision, when you're going through the plan that God has for you, he will give you protection, amen. He will put you in the right place and position you so that you can receive the blessing. And certainly we learn about prosperity. Prosperity when you're going through your trials and your setbacks, and if you're obedient to God and if you listen to what he wants you to do, you're going to be prosperous. You're going to be able to succeed. Amen. But did you hear what I said? When you're going through, you have to be obedient. God says you need obedience in order to do that. You've got to be willing to submit yourself in order to be obedient. Now, we don't like the word submissive or submission because we think that means laying down or becoming weak. But God said that you're only going to submit to something when you love it. And so that's the next thing that I learned from this book of the Bible about love. And that's not one that I saw in the NAS Bible, but submissiveness, obedience, and love, those are things that I learned reading the book of Ruth. Amen. God brought that revelation to me. So as we go through, we talk about all these different principles that we've learned. And so we come to the part where the title starts, and it says, come get your blessing. So what does that mean? God said, that means you have to take action. Amen. That means that you have to do something. You've got to make a move. You've got to make some decisions because you have a situation sitting before you. You have something that's happened. Perhaps you have a death in the family, or you have a job loss, or whatever that situation is, that trial or that setback, there's a test that's going to come to you. Amen. Just as it did for Ruth and Naomi. And what was their test? They had the death of their husband and their son. And they had a decision to make. They could stay stuck. They could wait to be saved, wait to be rescued. But they didn't do that. They had to make a decision. And so Naomi was strong enough to do that because she served God. And she knew, according to Psalms 55 and 22, that she could cast her burdens upon the Lord. And he was going to sustain her. Amen. And that's what he did. So Ruth and Naomi faced this burden, and God said, you've got to take action to come and get the blessing that you want. And why does he do that? Because he wants us to be blessed. He's our father. He's just like our children. We want to bless them, and our godchildren, our grandchildren, we want to bless them. And God says that I want to bless you. But he has to give us a trial. We have to go through a trial. He has to allow us to go through that setback. He's trying to give us time, amen, because we don't know when the son is returning. And that's what his word says in Matthew 24:36. But sometimes we think that God is delayed. We told you in 2 Peter 3:8-9 that God is not slack towards his promises to his children. He showed up strong in the book of Ruth. He used Ruth as a blessing for Naomi, his child. So God is never slack in his promise. He's never late, as some would measure lateness, but he always restrains himself. because in the end, he doesn't want anyone lost. He's giving us time and space to change, amen? So we told you about that, 2 Peter 3:8-9, and these are all verses that you stand on as you're going through your test and as you're going through your trial, and God says, come get your blessing, amen? So as we continue to move forward, we know that Naomi had to put her trust in the Lord. She had to go to him and cast her burden on him. What am I going to do, Lord? My husband is gone. My support is gone. My sons are gone. This was a time where people were selfish. These people didn't care about one another. There was sin run amok amongst the people. God was fed up with that. There was idolatry. They were doing whatever they wanted to do during the time of the judges. Amen. So it was very rare that Ruth, who was a Moabite woman, she wasn't even related to Naomi. She wasn't even considered to be a part of God's people. But here she was, this young lady who would do something that was very unselfish. Okay, she showed integrity and she showed kindness to God's child, Naomi. So what she did was she came to the field. She made a decision, first of all. When Naomi found herself in this situation, she said, well, I've got to move. God gave her through her spirit to go back to her homeland, to Bethlehem. So how am I going to do that? I've got to get there. I'm an old woman. I don't know how I'm going to take care of myself. Now, she could have left, and she could have stranded Orpah and Ruth and not had anything to do with them, but she didn't do that. She treated them the way she wanted to be treated, and that's what Jesus teaches us in Matthew, to treat others the way you want to be treated. So she did. She said, you know, I'm going to tell you, young ladies, you go and you go back to your homeland. You'll be married and you'll be taken care of there. Surely you'll find husbands. You're young and you'll be blessed. Go there. But the Lord put it in the heart of Ruth that I can't leave you. She swore that she would stay with Ruth. When you go back and you read Ruth and read in that first chapter, and she makes a swearing to Ruth that nothing but death would part them. Now, this was, again, strange because people were selfish in that time. They don't do anything for anyone else, and that's what we see today, here today. But you have to be willing to stand on what God has given you. Even when you don't understand it, you've got to move forward to the place of provision where he tells you, go through what you're going through, but lean on the Lord for understanding. So Naomi has to accept this agreement. She has to accept this loyalty from Ruth, and they move forward to the new place. They go back to Bethlehem. But when they arrive there, how many of you know that the timing that things happen is also up to the Lord? Because he's in that. He's in that. How many of you have gone ahead and written down those 10 things that Dr. Vanessa has told you to? Believe God for these 10 things. Watch him work. Do the abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Because he's willing to. If you go through this trial and this transformation, he will do it for you just as he did for Naomi. So they get to Bethlehem, and it's harvest time, amen? It's a time of hope. It's a time of giving. It's a time of thankfulness. And what do they do? Well, they have a situation here. Again, they're both poor. They're both widowed now. But Naomi is old, and Ruth is young. And God dropped in my spirit the understanding that he said, I fulfilled my promise to Naomi through Ruth because she's young. He says, I'll never leave you and forsake you, even though Naomi was focused on her situation and she thought that God had left her, but he really hadn't. He had sent her a blessing through Ruth, but she didn't realize it. She didn't understand it at the time because she was focused on her situation. So God worked through Ruth because she's young, so she's able. So she's going to go out and she's going to do the unselfish thing. She's going to do the kind thing. She's going to be loyal. She says, let me go out here and do what I can do. She says, I don't have degrees, and I may not own any land, but what I can do, I'm going to do. So God put it in her spirit to go out and work in the field. That's a hard job, y'all. How many of us will be willing to do that, to go out and work the field for somebody else, to bring that back to her mother-in-law, Naomi? But it wasn't her plan. You see, it was God's plan, and she was a willing vessel to allow him to use her. Amen. So that setback put her in position to receive the blessing. Okay? So that setback, the loss of her husband, the loss of the father, the loss of the son, set her up to be a blessing to Naomi. But she had to be a willing vessel. So God said, go out in the field and do what you can. This is your calling. This is your talent. This is your gift. You don't worry about what other people have. Don't worry about what they're going to say when you get there. Just go and be diligent in doing that. So every day she went to the field. Every day Ruth went. She worked hard. She worked diligently, the Bible said. And someone noticed, the servants of Boaz, they noticed what she did. They reported that to him. And what did Boaz do? Oh, he appreciated that. But he inquired first, who is this in my field? Who is this young woman? And the servants told him, this is the Moabite. The woman who came back was Naomi. Okay? So they reported what they saw to Boaz. And God put it on his heart to be a blessing to Ruth. That's how she found favor. because they reported to her, to him, how she was faithful and diligent. She was loyal. She takes care of her mother-in-law, Naomi. She takes care of her every day. She's here. She's reaping after her. She's in the field. She's gleaning in the field. So Boaz is put on his heart by God to bless her. And how does he do that? He commands his servants to leave the grain in the field. So Ruth asked to go in the field and glean. Okay, that's where you go and you pick up after the people, the reapers, right, the gatherers, the people who are hired. Those are the people who are getting paid. Someone else has already sown it, okay? But Ruth didn't do that. She didn't own the field. She didn't own the property. She had no right to these things, but God allowed her to come in on these first fruits and be a part of that because she was willing to do what she could do. Amen. And so Boaz blessed her with that. He said, leave it for her. He said, leave the grain and allow her to come after you. But what did he tell Ruth to do? He said, Ruth, you stay in my field. You stay here. Wherever my maids go, you go. You drink from their cup. Okay? So he blessed her. He showed her favor, and she was so overwhelmed by that. She said, why? He said, because I saw the faithfulness. I saw what you did for your mother-in-law. You were unselfish. So he blessed her because God put it on his heart to do that. So he ended up being a blessing for her. And then what happened in the end? We know the story of Ruth, where we fast forward. So again, her setback became a setup, and Ruth was blessed through Boaz because that's how God uses us. He uses us to bless one another. And her loyalty was shown. And then her faithfulness was shown, her kindness was shown, her integrity. She asked permission before she went out. She followed directions. She was submissive to Boaz. When he told her don't go from the field, she did just that. She was obedient. Whatever Naomi told her to do, she did that. Amen. She followed the leading of the person of authority in front of her. Amen. Because God knows what he has for you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope in the future. So even though Naomi thought that all hope was lost, when she got to Bethlehem, she found out that God shall supply all your needs, according to Philippians 4:19. Hallelujah. So he supplied all of her needs through Ruth. Amen. And so he blessed Ruth because of her faithfulness. And that's what it says in Hebrews 11:6. God will bless you in your faithfulness to his people. Okay? So we have to be faithful in everything that we do. We have to be faithful to be go out and do your calling. Stay on the path that God has given you. Go where the provision is. And the provision for them was in Bethlehem. And how? Because he used Ruth to bless Naomi. So look at that setback as just a setup for your blessing. Amen? And so as she went out every day, Ruth did not grow weary. She didn't grow weary in well-doing. She followed the scripture again, Galatians 6:9. For let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So when Boaz commanded his servant to lay out the grain for her, all she had to do was show up, amen? All she had to do was show up and pick it up. And then she came to his table and ate at his table. He gave her more food to take home to her mother-in-law. And then so he took care of her over and over and over again. And then he did those things because God put it on his heart to do that. And so what we have to do is when we don't understand and we're going through, Naomi didn't understand, but Ruth was being used by the Lord. We have to trust in him and acknowledge him in all our ways. And he will make our path straight. So if she didn't follow him, her life would have been completely different. She could have succumbed in her old age. But God fulfilled his promise to her through a young person, through Ruth. So we thank God that in Matthew, he says that when you do everything that you're supposed to do to the Lord, he's going to be pleased. He's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. And so we see that Boaz would have no problem when Ruth presented herself as Naomi instructed her to do, Ruth, he had no problem with accepting Ruth because Ruth didn't sin. She didn't belittle herself. And Boaz was a man of honor. He accepted her. He accepted her. Why? Because that's how he knew she was a good woman. Why wouldn't you accept a woman? She was submissive to him in the field. She was obedient to her mother-in-law. Why wouldn't you want a wife like that? The Bible says when a man finds a wife, amen, it's a good thing. So Boaz had no problem with accepting according to his custom, but he honored her. So you have to be careful who you present yourself to. Amen? So I don't know where that came from. That's not in my notes, but praise God. We just thank God for all that, and we just thank God for the word that we've received on today. I see the time, and I just bless God for the opportunity to come and bring the word before you, but God just wants you to understand that your setback is just a setup for your blessing, amen, and that you have time, and Ruth was able to take the time to do all these things that she needed to do for Naomi. And in the end, what I want to leave with you is that God has said, you know, the Bible tells us that Ruth was better to Naomi than seven sons. So even though she was depressed, she was sad, she didn't stay stuck. She got up, she moved, she went to the place where her provision was. She didn't understand it, but she trusted God. She stood on his promises. And Ruth was faithful to do what she was called to do, and therefore she reaped the harvest. Not only was she reaping the harvest in terms of letting the grain be there so they always were fed, but Boaz took her as his wife. Therefore, what was his became hers, and then what was the Lord became hers, and she was adopted into the family of God. And out of that lineage came David and, of course, our Messiah, Jesus Christ. So we just want to say thank God to each and every one of you, and we want to bless you. And I thank you for coming before you on this morning. Go out and get your blessing. And the Lord has a blessing for you on today. We thank you so very much, Minister Robin, and I'm going to turn it back over to you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We are in agreement. Minister LaShawn, come forward and seal this powerful word and bring forward our prayer request. Are you there?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. TMC family, we touch and agree. Father God, we thank you, and we come to you this day. We thank you, Father Lord God, for giving us the patience of Ruth and Naomi. We thank you, Father Lord God, for that Sophia wisdom to be able to know, to trust, and follow your lead. Father, Lord God, thank you for the instruction. When you tell us to move, we shall obey. Father, Lord God, thank you for unveiling and unveiling all the things in the fleshly eye we don't understand, but we already know that you already made provisions for us, Father, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you so much for turning over those rocks where we do not understand. We thank you for understanding that our setback is not a setup for failure. It's just a delay so we can reap the harvest and benefits you have for us, Father, Lord God. We thank you so much for knowing that our breakthrough is not a breakdown or a breakup, Father, Lord God, but just a path for us to be patient and grateful for all the many and mighty things you have done for us, Father, Lord God. We touch and agree that these prayer requests have already been answered. We thank you, Father, Lord God, for making the little heartbeat of Destiny Henderson work again. We thank you for guiding those physicians' hands and taking her out of death's door. Devil, you have no provisions here. You have no jurisdiction here. You are trespassing, and you need to move. We thank you, God, for blessing the physicians and giving Destiny Henderson that opportunity of life, Father, Lord God. We thank you so much for Natasha and giving her the opportunity for the life that she had. We thank you, Father, Lord God, for Tina and blessing her child within. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father, for Sherry Lake. We know it is already done, and so it is. She has that job. She has that position. We thank you for Lauren Lake, Father, Lord God, and we know that there is everlasting healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your faithful royal servant, Joni and Tampa, for coming to you, not in threat, but in belief instead, Father God. We thank you for Malachi. We thank you for all those prayer requests heard and unheard. So as we touch and agree on this Tuesday, Father, Lord God, we are steadfast and unmovable, Father, Lord God. We know that you are making a way when we think that there is no way. We thank you for our speaker, Minister Tammy, and I just ask that you please continue to pour back into her as she has given so freely unto others. We thank you for her being a faithful vessel unto you. All these things we ask and touch and agree in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Praise God. We thank you, TMC family. Awesome, awesome message. Minister Tammy, glory to God. TMC family, don't forget our campaign that's going on for Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Please go to www.fillabottlesavealife.com. And we know that God is in control of everything in each and every one of your lives. Go and be that minister in the marketplace, and we will speak with you tomorrow. Bye-bye for now.